Shoppers turned out for Black Friday. Abrielle Laurent went to the Lakeside Shopping Center in New Orleans, where she was handed a glass of champagne.
When I saw people walking around with it, I thought it was something they were buying. And so when the lady told us it was complimentary, that was even better.
Our Rita Foley has more.
Macy's Herald Square in Manhattan has been bustling with shoppers today. 60% off fashion jewelry, 50% off select shoes, says Macy's. CEO Jeff Gannett says there's significantly more traffic on this Black Friday compared to the previous 2 years because shoppers feel more comfortable in crowds. But how much money will they spend? Analysts say shoppers are buying cheaper items now as higher prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities weigh on them. They're dipping more into savings and turning to buy now, pay later services. Some are running up their credit cards. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to
Flow, it's like.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you.
Got on December 3rd, 2022. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yauman's Park. We are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. And you are just listening to my good friend Shane McGowan and the Pogues with the late Kirsty McCall singing what is arguably the greatest Christmas song of the 20th century, Fairy Tale of New York. And my guest is also a fan of the Pogues and all things Irish and all things Christmas, of course. He's already been very busy at it. And he's even got a shirt with Will Ferrell on it. What's it say above? Santa. Yes. So, hey, and this is his third appearance on the show. So please welcome back Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. And before we start with the mayor, got some big news about our beloved Waukesha South Black Shirts basketball team. Last night, and you may have heard our broadcast on Walk Radio, the Black Shirts beat Kettle Moraine in their Classic 8 opener at Kettle Moraine, 70-60, led by 45 points from All-State guard Tyron Cook. That might be his career high in a single game. Yeah, he was unbelievable. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Kettle Moraine star, the 5'9 junior Drew Wagner, put up 35 points. And I think more than half of those were in the paint above guys 6 or 7 inches taller than him. So we look forward to seeing Drew Wagner and the Lasers when they come to Waukesha South later in the season. And again, you can catch all the Blackshirt basketball games here on Walk Radio. Earlier in the week, they opened the season non-conference play at Tosa West, lost a heartbreaker 53-51 against a great team led by 6'11 sophomore Kai Rogers with 21 points. And this young man's already being approached by major college programs to play at the next level. So that was a really fun game. It's been a fun week for the Black Shirts. 1-0 in conference, 1-1 in the season start, and expect a lot of very tough non-conference games. That's how Coach Richter likes it, and it's a good development for our young men. But as much fun as I had broadcasting the game, and thanks to help from Calvin here, our engineer, who also does this show, and Connor Boston was helping with color commentary, I do regret that I missed a very festive night here downtown that Mayor Riley was a big part of. Sean, tell us what we missed, what some of us might have missed.
Sure. So we had the Christmas tree lighting, which I think you've been to before.
Yep.
That's a long time tradition.
Right.
Right at the rotunda, lighting the Christmas tree. That usually has been something that, you know, people get there. Maybe they spend an entire hour downtown, and then it seemed to just, you know, people go their way. It was the kickoff to the Christmas season, so it was before the Christmas parade. Because the Christmas parade has now changed its date, they moved the date for the Christmas tree lighting.
Okay.
So the Christmas tree lighting, we followed that tradition, and then we started some new ones too. After that, we had caroling down Main Street, and then down Friedman Alley, and we went to the Riverwalk where the old bus depot is, and we did the walk of lights. We turned those on.
Wow.
There was a lot of people. It was,
as he said.
Yeah, there was a lot of people, and people were having fun. I even personally saw some people with tears.
Yeah.
I would say that it was an opportunity to celebrate, you know, to celebrate Christmas and the holiday season, and also remember, and get people downtown. And I then went to a place that I went to one of our local establishments afterwards with the kids and had some pizza, and the place was packed. I heard from a number of other business owners that all their businesses were packed. So
that's great.
Yeah, that's always good.
And was there actual caroling too, like it said here in the city newsletter?
So the Choral Union was leading the carol.
Oh, cool.
Santa walked first. Led the
crowd. I saw
crowd,
that in the Facebook picture. Yeah.
And the Choral Union was leading in the songs, and they stopped three times to stop and sing.
Did the people sing with?
Yes, a lot of people sang, but I was towards the back, and you know, it's kind of like playing that game where you tell one person, and then they tell someone, and once it's 100 people away, you don't know what's being sung.
Sure.
Because I was pretty far behind, you could tell people were singing, you couldn't tell what song they were singing. But that's a success, because it meant that there's so many people there that you couldn't even all get together and carol. Yeah.
That's really neat, because I'm a big fan of that. It's kind of a lost art, or no one does it anymore, or some people think it's creepy. Like, have you seen, and not to ruin the whole movie, but they've done a sequel now to A Christmas Story?
No, I haven't seen the new movie.
It's the same actor. Yeah, so I won't ruin it, but there is something to do with carolers coming to the door, and everyone's hiding.
Uh-huh.
And they're like the Dickensian, you know, they got all the garb on, you know, they're like the Dickens carolers.
Yep. That would be scary.
But I was like, I'd open the door, you know, because I always loved Christmas carols. And like maybe once or twice in my life growing up, people came to the door, and I'd already be in bed, you know, as a kid.
When I was growing up, there was be carolers, but usually it was always, you know,
someone you knew.
Yeah, it would be someone on the street that you knew, and you knew that they were going out caroling. And then, in my case, what would happen is like normally my mom and dad would look at the kids and say, "Hey, we're going to be going, take care of yourselves. Better not get in trouble." And then they'd go out and carol with them and stop. And there would always be an end house where you could. Relax.
Yeah. Well said, man. Very polished.
So I didn't really finish about the walk of lights. We turned the walk of lights on. I'm going to tell everyone that they should come down. Basically,
even during the day they're on.
I don't know,
but
if they're
better at night. Yeah.
Yes, it's come down during the night when it's dark out. You want to see the lights. There is a snow globe in there, kind of that you can be in. From the last night was the first time I saw it, and I didn't even see all the lights because I started walking around to take a look at them, and I really couldn't because people were talking to me, which is I'm happy about
that.
But it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, you know, this isn't going to work for me to walk around and look at all the lights. I'm never going to get through it.
Sure.
But the snow globe is huge. It is. I thought it would fit about 5 people.
Really?
You could fit 15 people in there.
So it's like bigger than this little studio we're in.
It's about as big as the studio.
Wow.
So with
that's
two benches
really
on it,
right.
And what I'm gonna see is thousands of social media pictures from people.
I love that.
They'll take their probably Christmas photos and their further cards. Come down there, go walk through it, take a look at it. It's gonna be around until Jamboree.
Oh really? Okay, that's neat.
Yeah.
Heck, with Jamboree, you could probably keep that thing going. So.
I don't know. In the summer, it's kind of like leaving your wreath on your house in July, you know?
Yeah, but Jamboree is still January. You know, it's winter. And I, you know, as another thing too, like as a grown up, January is always a really depressing time because you're out of money. Christmas is over. But as a kid, that holiday season still extended. Older siblings were home from college through mid-January. You know, and of course, I grew up in an outdoor winter society. Haven't grown up in Buffalo where it's still warm enough to go play outside in more snow. So there was sledding and street hockey and skiing, you know, all those fun things. But there was still kind of that holiday feeling to January that continued. And I'd like to see that more. I love companies that do their Christmas, their holiday party in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, because December is just so hectic. There's so much packed into those first 3 weeks before Christmas that it's really hard to enjoy that holiday soiree that your company's putting on. But you're doing it in January, where again, you've got maybe a couple nickels to rub together, and they're treating you to and it extends that holiday feeling, that magic.
And I'll also add that one of the problems with having your office Christmas party before Christmas is usually you're giving up doing something else.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel obligated to go to that office Christmas party. So having it afterwards, I agree with you. It works really well.
And so that's like last night's game was kind of, you know, one of my office Christmas parties, but I got paid for it. And it was great. It was really fun. I'm really excited
about it. That sounds like a great game.
It really was. And it's what's also pleasing is that we got, you know, we always get there early to set up, and we got to see the JV1 and JV2 teams play.
Okay.
And they're both teams are deep. Both teams won against a great Tosa West program. JV1 not so successful last night, but they still showed depth. You know, we saw some great skills and, you know, young players. So I'm really excited. And the youth program too for boys basketball at Waukesha South has, ever since last year, it's just exploded with kids wanting to play. And so we're really excited about, you know, as you know, a program that had 60 straight conference losses just a few seasons ago is really on the rise.
Yeah, I kind of like what you said about playing the non-conference teams to get better.
Right.
You don't want to lose every single game. That's kind of demoralizing. But if you can always be playing some teams that have more skills than you, you pick up those skills.
Yeah, and so that's why there's been a lot of talk on my show and on other shows here and throughout and social media about football, which is a different story because we're so much smaller than these other Classic 8 schools and injuries have just plagued us. You know, we had to forfeit the last two games and there's been a real movement to try to move South football out of the Classic 8 into a more equitable conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to try to win a state title. It's about keeping our boys safe. And again, also just having a more level playing field.
Well, so, and adding that there, you can't play as many football games as you can in basketball.
Correct. It's, yeah.
And they're a lot tougher on you.
Yeah.
So, knowing you're going to lose, you know, let's say more than half of your non-conference football games is a little rougher because that's maybe, you know, a big part of your season.
Yeah, it sure is. Yep. No doubt. So we'll be looking for your support then, Mayor Riley, because I know you said you grew up in the South District and wanted to go there, but your parents forced you to go to Catholic Memorial. So
that's probably the story I told you then.
That's right. So, it was the last time you were on the show. So we have less than a minute before the first break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about what's going on this weekend. In fact, the mayor's got a tree. Is it a tree lighting ceremony to go to at 10 o'clock?
No, I'm doing ringing the bell for Salvation Army out at Farm and Fleet. So come out there. Let me fill that bucket.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great community service. And you know, I know you love the holidays, but for the work you do, there's probably a lot of, you know, labors of love.
Yep. So, but it's a special time. I really do enjoy it.
Sounds great. So this week, Waukesha continues with Mayor Sean Riley talking about the holiday season and the parade coming up on Sunday. So stick around.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A wind advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Clear skies today with highs around 26. Westerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Upper 30s Monday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Low 30s, mainly cloudy Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Listening to the Pretenders, Mayor Riley and I were talking before the show about how much we love 80s music, and Pretenders are one of my favorite bands. But if you like Coldplay, Coldplay does a great cover of the song you're listening to now called 2,000 Miles. And instead of the kind of the Christmas instruments you hear, it's all strictly piano, really heartfelt stuff. So add that to your Christmas music collection, both of these versions, 2,000 Miles. Calvin, don't forget. So we're educating young Calvin here, fresh out of Whitewater. So, Mayor, so we mentioned you're going to be at Salvation Army this morning at 10 to ring the bell.
At Farm and Fleet.
At Farm and Fleet, thank
ringing
you.
Ringing for Red Kettle.
The Red Kettle. Yeah. Love it. Love it. So, and then what I like too, and by the way, I was telling the mayor this, you know, thank you to Rebecca Peterson for providing today's script for the show. I go right off of the newsletter. I encourage everybody to subscribe to that email newsletter, and they post it on LinkedIn, so you can grab it from there when it comes out every 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, it's right? Called What's Up in Waukesha.
What's Up in Waukesha. So, but part of the weekend's festivities building up to the parade is this Waukesha Strong Dine Out Weekend.
Yep.
And you've already taken advantage of it, right? You went out last night or does that start today? December 3rd. Yep.
I didn't even look to see whether I was at Magellan's. A lot of the businesses are doing something. And it kind of came up quick. So
sure.
Don't give any business that doesn't have it going on right now a hard time, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's quite a few businesses that are having Waukesha Strong Dine Out Weekend. I know if you want, I can list the businesses.
I've got Crush Wine Bar, Rochester Deli. Crush Wine Bars all weekend. Rochester Deli is today, December 3rd. Pat's Rib Place today, December 3rd. Culver's on Sunset and Main Street on Sunday, December 4th. Are there any others that we missed?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's also a link for shops and stores that are doing stuff at different times, and I'll get into that.
Yeah.
Actually, today I'm also doing two other things, which is I'm going to go down to Steaming Cup for... Nice. The book release of Abigail.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to Chef Pam's tonight for dinner.
Oh, nice.
It's one you're not cooking.
Have you
at.
Been to the farmer's market yet at Chef
no,
Pam's? The winter. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go downtown after this.
There might be a line out the door because I was there on the opening day just real briefly. And yeah, great. And I also want to thank the mayor for turning me on to, in your first appearance here, I asked you if there's a small business, and you mentioned Katrina Cafe, and that's where I've been going. This Saturday is the first Saturday in 2 weeks I didn't go for my coffee. Great service, great. And it's just a great, nice little quiet place. Steaming Cup is awesome, but if you're looking for just maybe a quieter place, Check out Katrina Cafe.
Yeah.
Owners are Carroll graduates.
Yeah, so. It's just a real warm, welcoming feel when you go in there.
And at least one owner is a South graduate, too.
You know, I've talked to the owners, but it's been like the first time I was in there, and I haven't. Then usually I'm in there earlier, or it's a younger girl that I usually see.
Yeah, hey, she goes to Catholic, that girl at the front counter. Yeah,
oh, okay.
She's lovely.
I didn't know that. Yeah, she is. She's very nice.
Yeah.
The Waukesha South High School Cookie Walk Holiday Bake Sale is this weekend. December 3rd today, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sure.
And their proceeds are going to the parade memorial.
That's great. And I've read, all these Waukesha Strong Down Dine Out participate. Same thing. Portions of their sales are going to the Waukesha Parade Memorial Fund. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. And you also just made my wife, Melissa Brown, president of the Waukesha South Booster Club, very happy by mentioning the cookie walk. So thank you for that, Mayor.
You wouldn't have never forgotten that, though, right?
You know, I wouldn't. You know, it's funny because
the answer is no. I was going to say that right after.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Thanks, Mayor. So good. Always keeping me in check here. So and then in the newsletter was a talk about the St. Paul and North Street update. And a couple weeks ago, we had Jeff Orton on. We were talking about that, and I know there was some controversy, but in my past life in Evanston, there was talk about, you know, big retail development, and a consultant came on in public comment, city council, and said, if you want for retail to be successful, research has shown that customers want to leave a shopping experience from the same point of entry from which they came, and one-way streets don't allow for that. And so I like that we have, you know, both of those streets are two-way.
That is the genesis of this. I mean, actually, the city's been planning this for about 20 years.
As what Jeff said, yeah.
The bypass was supposed to go through it was on the books for 50 years before it even was started.
Right.
The city about 20 years ago knew that the bypass was going to be going through. They thought it'd be done in like 5 years.
Right.
It wasn't. It took about another 15.
Okay.
So they knew that North Street and St. Paul should become two-way. They then built the transit center. They built it so that it would work better with two-way streets. And two-way streets, everything I've read, everything in conferences I go to, they say two-way streets creates a much better commercial area.
Absolutely.
And we have two really long downtown streets that have had commercial businesses on them, but they haven't really popped.
Yeah.
Just for your listeners, how many times do you stop in the commercial businesses that are along North Street or St. Paul? You need going with a two-way, we really expect that to
that's a great point.
In 10 years, it's going to be a totally different thing. It's going to be more commercial property that's much, much more vibrant.
Sure.
So,
as well as a better support for the residential properties there, too, that are being developed, I would believe.
Yeah. Well, in residential, usually on second, third, fourth floors, things like that.
Yeah.
The other thing also with the bypass, we expect and we're hoping that truck traffic bypasses downtown.
They're going to go to that outer, outer drive, if you will.
It's going to be faster for them.
Yeah.
Two-way streets are not as conducive to through truck traffic.
Right.
And in fact, we already got things in the work to talk to the trucks that we know are kind of going through to say, avoid downtown. Unless you have something to deliver downtown, why are you going through downtown?
Exactly. Great point.
And then that will make it a lot easier for everyone to drive through there. And I've driven it quite a few times. So when it first opened, I went through it like three times, kept on driving it.
Sounds great.
I saw one little.
We're going to go to a quick break here. Okay. Apologize, Mayor. We'll be right back to finish that point. This Week in Waukesha continues. Thanks, Calvin. This is the shorter segment.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cities across Ukraine have been hit by Russian missile attacks in recent days, knocking out power and water. But the retaken city of Kherson in the south has been taking particularly heavy punishment. Karen Shamas has the story.
The sound of shelling thunders across the Kherson skyline. Ukrainian troops on the front line launch reconnaissance drones to determine the enemy's positions before firing. Kurt, a commander for a military unit, told the AP that Russian soldiers had taken up positions on the left bank of the Dnipro River. While the goal for Ukraine is to push the Russians further back, crossing the Dnipro River has become tricky as both sides have destroyed surrounding bridges. A day earlier, at least 5 people died in the city from Russian shelling. Nevertheless, the mood in Kherson remains defiant and resolute, as Kherson resident Valentina Pedina tells the AP, Putin wanted to take Kherson. Never. We will die here, but we will not give it to him. I'm Karen Chamas.
Investigators say the gunman who killed 6 people at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night bought the gun just hours before opening fire on co-workers. He also left a note listing grievances. Meanwhile, the mass shooting at a popular gay club last weekend has Colorado Springs looking inward.
I think a lot of people, including myself, might have ascribed to the notion that we were going to age out of hate.
State Representative Leslie Harrod is the first openly LGBTQ and black person elected to Colorado's General Assembly.
It's not going to just go away. In fact, it's being bred in our communities, and it's been lifted up. So we have to actively change that.
European Union data shows Twitter took longer to review hateful content and removed less of it in 2022 than last year. Meantime, Elon Musk says Twitter will try to relaunch its premium service next week. The last attempt was flooded with imposter accounts. This is AP News.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, delicious, fresh, homestyle Italian, and Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar and grill. The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, delicious, fresh, homestyle Italian, and Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant.
Practicing real hard, yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys are in trouble out here.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Say.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha with Mayor Sean Riley and one of our favorites, Bruce Springsteen, live doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. There's several live versions of that, and it's always a lot of fun. And Anyway, I wanted to let you finish your point about the St. Paul and North Street.
But yeah, we expect that it will be become a very successful or more successful commercial district. And I think what my last point was is we're working on trying to have less truck traffic. Waukesha shouldn't be a a through road for truck traffic that can easily go around. And what we our information, our data shows that you actually get, if you're in a truck, you get around Waukesha much faster by not going through downtown.
You know, for regular travelers, what I like too is that because sometimes I'll take St. Paul to go all the way to Sunset, like if we're getting carryout from Noodles or we're going to the Tap Yard or the Target there. And now that, you know, you have two-way traffic too, I think it's just a better route for everyone to go that wants, that's bypassing downtown.
If you live on the north side of Waukesha, north of the river, then a lot of times, well, a little further north than the river, but then the bypass is going to get you out to Sunset really fast. It's kind of tough to go through downtown and then instead of not going and and keep on going north to get west. So I still use St. Paul to get out to Sunset too.
Sounds great. Yep. Same here. So, and now onto the big story is we've got a big parade on Sunday, and it's I'm glad you mentioned this too, because when I was on Devil's Advocate on Friday promoting our, you know, Walk Radio is broadcasting the parade, so we're hoping the mayor can stop by and say hi. We're on the tail end of the parade, so it'll be easier for him to stop for a minute, and hopefully we'll get some council members if they show up.
You can at least you can say I waved to you. I know that.
That'll be fine. Yeah, that'll work too, Mayor. Yep, we'll be right on. We'll be on the curb there. All right. So
the parade wave is. I got that down good.
So I think I may have a mic with a cord, so I might even be able to come to you, and so you can tell all the radio listeners, you know, Merry Christmas. But so the parade traditionally has always been that Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was asked, well, why is it being moved to December 4th? And what I could gather was, well, you're kind of hitting that anniversary date, you know, from the attacks last year, and that might be hard for some people emotionally. And second, maybe logistically and for a lot of other reasons, for planning reasons, it was a better situation. But you also made a good point, too, is it's kind of starting a new tradition.
Yeah, I can say that the change in the date was – because we want to be fully staffed.
That's what it was.
We cannot the
because that falls into the holidays. Thanksgiving.
Right before Thanksgiving,
that's ideal vacation time.
We're in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there's hunting. There's a tradition there too. It's called deer hunting.
Yeah.
And in fact, we even had three of our top people were deer hunting. Last year during the parade,
I remember,
and had to come down.
Our city administrator was
city administrator, Dan Bauman. I know that there were some other people too.
Sure.
They had to basically hop in their cars and drive 3 hours to get down here to help us get through all this.
Sure. Sure. Excuse me, Calvin, did Jim come in yet?
Yes. He just walked in the door.
James Santel just walked in the door. His show Morning Cannolis is next. James, have you met Mayor Sean Riley?
No, I haven't. In past. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Nice James Santel. So, you know, our retired U.S. attorney, former city attorney for the city of Maguanago. Yeah. Correct, Mayor?
Maguanago and Eagle. And
Eagle. Yeah.
And we represented some other communities.
Should be some lively conversations. The mayor, he's got a bell ringing to go to attend, but there may be some opportunity for you guys to chat a little bit.
Absolutely. Not just lawyer to lawyer, but citizen, resident to resident, right?
I feel like I'm at an EBA meetup here. So.
Right. We'll bring all kinds of law review articles.
Everyone wants to talk about legal stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Mayor.
We can read statutes.
Good to see you, James. Yep. So Morning Cannolis is next, so don't miss out on that. So, but going back to the parade, I also like the idea of like how it works. You got the kickoff with the tree lighting, and now we also have all the other things. There was the walk,
art
and the crawling
crawl today.
Art crawl is today. So yeah, a lot going on here. And then for the parade tomorrow, you said you don't have a list. Rebecca had, but there may be some council members that'll be in a float behind you.
Yeah, the city is having a float, and the alders are. The ones that can attend the parade are going to be walking with the float. And they're also going to be handing out cards for the parade memorial, too.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. So, yeah. Yeah, and you said more floats this year than the other Christmas parades.
What I'm hearing, I haven't seen them, but I'm hearing we have some absolutely gorgeous floats.
Yeah.
There's one I think everyone's going to be wowed about.
Right. From the city.
No, not from
from one of the local businesses.
The one from the city I know is going to be like perfect, but one of the our local businesses.
Main Street business will have a really impressive float.
Yes, that's what I have heard about that it's really, really special.
That's terrific. So, and then I also want to shout out too that our coverage of the Christmas parade is being sponsored by Albanese's Roadhouse, old friends of the Riley family, Mia's here in downtown, Waukesha Auto Repair, Planned Parenthood, and Buddy's Burgers. Do you remember Murph's, Mayor?
Yeah.
In the back of the Mendiola soccer fields? And, you know, unfortunately, that closed. Now it's Buddy's Burgers.
I haven't been there since it was Murph's, so I got to stop in there and check it out.
Stop in there, and they say in their promo they're the best burgers in Chicago. I know our friends at Mainstream may have a thing or two to say about that, as well as Tally's, which has an excellent burger.
So. Or Sobelman's.
You can't forget Sobelman's. That's true. Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know if I got room for a burger after those Bloody Marys, but so terrific. So the parade organized by the Waukesha Chamber of Commerce, and our coverage starts at 3. Parade starts at 4. And any other special announcements about the parade that you want to share with us now to get people excited for tomorrow?
Well, this is a public service announcement, which is watch where you park. I want everyone to have a great time. Having your car towed does not equal a great time.
Not much of a Christmas celebration.
Yeah. Yep. So as I hope everyone understands, you know, we're very serious about keeping the parade safe. Cars within the parade area are not going to be allowed.
Sure.
So we have a lot of areas where you can't park. It may be your standard place to go and park. Watch for signs and park outside where there aren't signs saying no parking.
Sure.
Because the cars are going to be towed. And that will not go well for your end of the night.
Sure. Sure. So
other than that, we're expecting we have 80 participants in the parade. They had to cut it off. One, because that's a lot to begin with. But two, the parade route is shorter than it used to be.
Right.
And you don't want the beginning of the parade to meet the end of the parade the end to end before the beginning.
Sure. So it'll be a little bit of staggering.
It's just that 80 seems to be long enough so that when there's entities finishing, the end is going to be starting.
Yes.
So we have a lot of different entities in the parade. I also expect really big crowds. I really do expect a lot of crowds. Get here early.
Make a day out, do some shopping, get your have a good lunch.
So far, the weather doesn't look bad.
Right. I mean, it's going to be about the forecast.
It's going to be winter, but at the beginning of the parade, the last I looked in the weather, it was about 30 degrees.
Sure,
which is Wisconsin in December.
Yeah.
As it gets later into the night, obviously it gets colder. So make sure you have good shoes.
Sure.
For me, that's the most important thing.
So last year I got to march with the mayor along with alderperson Beth Molson, and we marched behind County Executive Paul Farrow and his wife. And this was the first parade since COVID. And for, you know, our experience was, it was like the series, The Man in the High Castle. We were in this alternative reality where it was that festive Christmas parade. Families, kids of all ages, 1 to 99, waving, saying Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, a lot of handshaking, embrace. It was a really wonderful occasion. We were at the front of the parade. And, of course, we all know what happened next. But this sounds like the great opportunity, not only to remember those loved and lost, and also those who are still dealing with a lot of the trauma and the pain, a great opportunity for healing, but to live that experience that you and I had marching through at the beginning.
Yeah. I'm going to say for me, there's going to be a lot of emotion being in the parade this year.
Absolutely.
I'm going to also say for, literally thousands of people, some people will not come down and fully understandable.
Yeah.
If you don't think you're going to be able to handle it, and then you probably don't force yourself to do it. right. because it's yeah. expected of you. Everyone sure. heals at a different pace.
Yeah.
If you, one of the things for me, which was recently that happened, which was made me smile, was I heard from some people that they had their kids and they were going to go down. Do trick-or-treating. So a lot of downtown businesses had trick-or-treating. And
sure.
Like Rochester Deli had it, mm-hmm. and they weren't on the parade route.
Right.
And it's like the parents said, well, we'll take the kids to Rochester Deli. We'll take them nice. To a couple yeah. other businesses that aren't on Main Street.
Right.
And then, you know, they're like, okay, you know, it's time to go. And the kids are like, no, we want to go to all the other businesses.
Oh, great.
So they ended up walking through Main Street. And these were kids that witnessed.
It's a great healing process, yeah.
And candy was a yeah. really big motivator.
Yeah.
And there's candy be thrown out for the sure. parade here, too.
Hey, I want to mention, you know, in this newsletter that Healing Hearts will have a stand in Cutler Park. And
yep.
since we're in the NAMI building, that I can encourage everybody to take advantage of some of the mental health services that are now being offered. Even now, you know, in a full year, that I encourage everyone that experienced any trauma from that to take advantage of. We all deserve good mental health.
If you think you need some help mental health wise, you do. The other thing, there's a new entity in town, Waukesha Resiliency Center.
Okay.
We're able to get federal money to basically provide free mental health counseling and some other things that can be done through the Waukesha Resiliency Center. Look it up online. It's probably, I hope it's on our city website. I'm not sure, but it's easy to find. That is something, free mental health. One of the biggest problems people have is even if they decide that they need any type of help, it may be 3 months before you can see anyone. We're trying to make it so that you can talk to someone almost right away.
That's great.
So
I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. So the Waukesha Resiliency Center, check it out. Healing Hearts has been phenomenal too. No question.
Terrific.
And NAMI has been instrumental in getting the Resiliency Center up and running.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You know, they got a wonderful volunteer base and wonderful staff and it's really, yeah.
I don't know what we'd do without them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, I know this from my own experience. One of my clients is Ronald McDonald House Charities, and they opened up a family room at Rogers Behavioral Health. It's one of the first in the RMHC global system that's partnered with a behavioral health facility. And so we have the great fortune of having Rogers and NAMI people present at our meetings. And a lot of these people are survivors of different behavioral health issues. And so they really do a wonderful service for our community. We have less than 50 seconds before the next break. And one of our great citizens just walked in, Mary Jane Sanchez, who's working for the enemy this weekend, TMJ4, but enough about her. We want to talk more about the Christmas parade coming up and what we can also expect in the holiday season to be on with Mayor Riley. The 30 seconds left. What else can you say real quick?
Come on down.
And
if you can't, it'll be available on many different venues.
Right. Especially Walk Radio. Download that Civic Media app. Thanks, Mayor.
Well, I was thinking of the
city, Facebook live stream.
Well, I was thinking of the city's website.
Go to the city's website, too. Absolutely, no doubt. We shall be back. This week, Waukesha continues with Mayor Sean Riley. Thanks, Calvin.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation yes. with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Clear skies today with highs around 26. Westerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Upper 30s Monday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Low 30s, mainly cloudy Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Very nice. No chocolate. I'm made it home.
There you go. Of a white. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and this is Mayor Riley's request, the Elvis cover of Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And yeah, I think it's quite lovely, so add that to your Christmas music collection. Okay, Calvin? So, but I actually have a white elephant gift for the mayor, and it really is a white elephant gift. So now, unlike our former president, when I vacated my seat as alderman, I handed over all the government documentation. As well as, although I wanted to keep my ID pass, I thought that was pretty cool. And my parking spot would have been neat, the tag on my car. But, you know, I gave that all up, you know, in the best interest of the city. But what I did not do was in my first, like, month or two as alderman, the mayor had lent me a book. So I'm going to give, and I hope you like, I know the mayor will appreciate the wrapping from our Parks and Rec. And you'll see, you know, national gold medal winner.
They just won again,
so,
too.
And they just won again. Congrats to Ron Grawl and his team. Saw Ron at the vigil, so it was great to catch up with him. But, the mayor lent me. Here,
let's see.
Actually, we'll show it on the Facebook live stream.
Okay.
A great book on the history of Waukesha. So I know you've been missing it, and I apologize I didn't get back to you sooner, but it was a great. Here, keep the bag, too.
You can never have enough bags.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
But and thanks for sharing that, too. That was a great experience. And I still need to get you a book, too, from, I know it's somewhere in our collection, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, because in his last show, the mayor mentioned his legal name is John Nolan Riley, and Sean is Irish for John, so his parents called him Sean.
My grandpa was John, and they wanted to name one of their kids after their grandpa, but they wanted to call me Sean.
Sure. So, but the tragic figure in this story is the father. You know, it's a family in New York, and the dad's Irish, and he's a singer, a crooner, and but also, alcoholic, problems with the bottle, and his name was Johnny Nolan. And
you're describing me, huh?
No, but you're the exact. No, I've seen you out there.
I'm not a very good singer.
You're a responsible drinker, though. So, yeah. So, hey, how's your mom doing, by the way?
She's doing good. She was at the tree lighting last night, which was nice.
So,
and you
take her out a lot for drinks.
Well, we don't go out drinking anymore.
Okay.
If she has a drink, it'll be half a shot. Okay. And then she nurses that for a long, long time.
There you go. That, as you should. Yeah. So,
but I saw her last night. She was down right outside the rotunda.
Nice.
And as I was walking up, I was kind of early. And I saw my mom, and she was surrounded by TV cameras. So that was pretty interesting.
Oh, I love it.
Up to her, and I'm like, hi, mom. And then all the reporters are like, you know, hey, Mayor, can we talk to you and stuff like that?
Love it.
Like, well, I'm talking to my mom.
And she's like, give me the mic. I'll talk. Yeah. That sounds great.
She got on TV. I haven't seen the piece, but I know she was on TV, which is great.
Yeah. And we've sung some, her and I have sung some Patty Riley songs together and have conversed in Gaelic. So that's great to hear she's doing well. And you mentioned the rotunda. I'd be remiss when I begin every show, I always reference the studio's location to Theodora Yellman's Park. And I had no idea who she was until in my fifth or sixth month as alderman on September of 2019, the mayor did a proclamation in honor of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote.
Yep.
and why Wisconsin was the first state to ratify that, and that was Theodore Yeomans. And I know if the mayor hadn't done that proclamation, I would have no idea who she was or what her role is. And not to jump too far into this, there was this, you know, the debate about the Moore Downs continues, but what about the history of the suffragette movement? Like, why is that overlooked by so many people? Why is our only tribute this like rubber stamp park? And nothing else, it's a great, it's a beautiful little park, but doesn't Theodore Yeomans deserve more than that?
Well, yes. I mean, yeah. You know, things that happen in Waukesha's history should always get more attention.
Right.
For me, I can say that, you know, I knew that Waukesha played a big part in the right for women to vote.
Yeah.
I didn't until about the 100th anniversary.
Same thing.
I didn't
you grew up here.
Yeah. I didn't know it was so big.
Right.
And there was a lot of, even among the states, there was a lot of kind of political battles for who was going to be first. I know another state was like
Wisconsin
also,
won.
Yeah, was rushing to get there, and I think our train was faster. That's about the only reason why.
Love it. that's even better.
But this is something that, you know, I think every fifth grader in Waukesha, we in fifth grade you learned state history.
Yes.
And I think they still do.
Right.
Now it should be, you know, state history and local history. And, you know, it should be, you know, 4-week type of class or something like that.
Yeah.
Our museum, the Waukesha County Museum, is a treasure trove. And
it really is.
And such an asset. And they keep all this history.
Sure.
And maybe we need to, I think we've been doing a better job of pushing out what their information.
Good.
But I'm going to say anyone who is interested in history, go to the Waukesha County Museum.
Love it.
Talk to the people there. Get on their mailing list. Give them a donation. If you want to be enthralled with Waukesha's history, that's where you start.
Sounds great. Hey, speaking of history, too, and we have less than 3 minutes, you grew up here, born and raised. What were some of your favorite Christmas memories here in Waukesha that maybe are unique to Waukesha?
Well, so it's unique to Waukesha is going to be a little more difficult. As you know, I grew up with a really, really big family.
Yeah.
Our Christmases were, let's say you couldn't make it to the tree to put water in it because there'd be so many presents around it.
Right.
Well, with 9 kids, it just kind of happened. Maybe for me, my favorite Christmas memories and I'm going to tie Waukesha into this is we always had some Carroll College students stay with us over Christmas. Neat. In the mid 70s,
there was room in the Riley house for more boarders.
There's always more room. Basically,
right. I love it.
And my dad would say, add another, you know, pitcher of water to the soup. We have
love
company.
It.
They were from the Virgin Islands and from Puerto Rico.
Internationals. Okay.
Yeah. They couldn't make it home for Christmas, because it was just too expensive and they were here on scholarships and things like that. And so they couldn't afford to go home. And they would spend the Christmas with us, and for probably about 6-7 years, we would have college students spend from Christmas, their entire Christmas break at our house.
How fun is that?
It was really, really cool. And
for those students, too.
It was a little different for Waukesha because we'd have, you know, 4 or 5 African-Americans staying in our house, which was not seen that often, and going to church with
a lot of stairs. Yeah.
Well, all of us, and this is in the mid 70s, so every single one of them had an afro that was
love
the
it.
Funnest thing was driving behind them. We had a small Toyota,
right?
And you couldn't even see through it because it'd just be solid afros.
Sure.
And then in church when they'd sit down, you know, you could see the little kids going look at their mom. It's like I can't see a thing.
I love it.
You know, but that's my special memory of Christmas in Waukesha.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for sharing it. Mayor Sean Riley, I wish we had more time. We look forward to seeing you at the parade tomorrow. Coverage will be from Walk Radio. We'll be providing that. And we look forward to seeing you and all the other 80 exhibitors and the big turnout. So thank you for joining us this morning, Mayor Riley and everyone else. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And we'll see you tomorrow at the parade this week in Waukesha.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Mayor. Happy holidays.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m.
This coverage is brought to you by Waukesha Auto Repair. When your car breaks down, don't get mad. Go to war. Waukesha Auto Repair, locally owned and operated, 262-524-0000. And fully promoted. 18 years of promotional service. Whatever you want, we can get it. And Buddy's Burgers and Custard. Best burgers and custard in Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.